T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
People up in arms over President Trump's tweets about Baltimore. And, you know, initially I get it, but I do have to ask the question, is the president allowed to point out the failures of certain cities and certain leaders, even if they're African-American, especially when those same people are constantly attacking Donald Trump? You could argue it either way. Tucker Martin is a veteran Republican strategist. I'm very curious, Tucker, because you are a voice of reason most of the time that I've talked to you. What's your initial reaction to the president's tweets? Is this political strategy in the short term, or you think it's wise in the long term? What do you think?
I don't know how I feel about being called a voice of reason. I think a lot of people disagree with that, but good morning, John. It's just, to me, I just back up to, you know, I think it's just another distraction. I feel like we spend a lot of time trying to figure out exactly what he means by each tweet and why this issue and why that issue. But if you step back from it and look at it, it really is. I think the strategy is distract, keep people fired up, keep people fighting. The tactics change daily. And the reason I say that is 2 weeks ago on the show, no doubt, you were talking about, you know, is it right to say you can't say anything bad about America or you have to leave? And it was all send her back and it was all love her, leave it, man. And then 2 weeks later, it's, well, that part of the country's terrible. And so I just don't think there's a lot of like intellectual heft being put into what he tweets. Mm-hmm. I think he just likes to keep churning the water. And that's been true since he started running.
But it's probably smart for him to do that. Sense in the absence of this conversation about how lousy Baltimore is outside of the tourist areas, we'd be forced to discuss whether he should be impeached. And, you know, how did Robert Mueller do last week? And who's the next person who's going to come and attack Donald Trump for supposedly sexually harassing them?
And I think that's where my mind goes, John, is that if you think about it, what actually precipitated this is what we're not talking about at all, which is 4 days ago was actually Congressman Cummings' committee that subpoenaed all private communications related to official government business by people like Jared Kushner and Steve Bannon and others. That's what precipitated the attacks. But what Trump does, and I use well with quotes because I personally don't like it, but what he does well in terms of strategy is he gets us all chasing the next shiny object. I think what's amazing, too, about this, I'm just laughing, and I think you'll enjoy this given your background, is the things we accept with Trump that we would never accept with anybody else. Like, what if a future governor came on your show, John, and just randomly said, I mean, I think Virginia's great, but you know what, Roanoke, yeah, that place is terrible. I can't stand Roanoke. That's the worst. Have you fallen on your head?
Like, unless his opponent, unless that person's opponent was from Roanoke and said, you know what, I've got it all figured out and I'm so much better than this candidate who's the Republican candidate, and the Republican candidate rightfully said, you know what, you failed in your leadership. We're going to see that, I think, coming up with some of these people from Richmond who really do think that they're going to run and potentially win statewide. And, you know, I love Richmond's my hometown. I don't want to run it down, but there are a lot of people who have a lot to answer for with their lack of leadership in this city. Now, I don't think I'd use the same language that the president does. But.
Yeah, I mean, I've done 3 of the last 4 governor's races, and no matter where the opponent was from, we definitely would have gone after them. We would not have said that locality is terrible. How all the rules change, and we accept it. We just normalize it. We go, yep, that's just him being him. And next week, who knows what he'll be talking about? That's why I just come back to the distraction is the point. That's what's going on there. It's chase the shiny object, keep away from, oh, by the way, the debt just hit, you know, record levels, and I said I would eliminate it. No one talks about that because we're all fighting on Twitter.
Right. All right, so the president's coming to Virginia tomorrow to speak at what I thought, if you'd asked me a year ago, I would have said, oh, the 400th anniversary of representative democracy in the New World, Jamestown, House of Burgesses, House of Delegates. This is a unifying moment for everybody in Virginia. And it's not. So what do you think will happen tomorrow? What do you think the president will say? And are you surprised that Democrats are saying that they're going to boycott this event? just because the president's...
I think a few things to unpack there, and it is terrible. Everything is so daggone political now. It's exhausting. I mean, I've worked in this my entire life, so have you. I don't even find it fun anymore. I mean, it's just exhausting. Can't we do anything without it being political? Mm-hmm. I would say my guess on what happens is, and I sort of look at it as the old Trump two-step, where he'll do crazy tweets, and then he'll show up and he'll do a normal speech, and people will say, whoa, hey, there you go. He was presidential. That's what I think you'll get. I think he'll be anticlimactic. I think everyone will breathe a sigh of relief. He'll give a nice speech over teleprompter. And I think if I had to look at it in terms of political strategy, that's why the Democrats will be there, should be there, is because if he gives a normal speech, as a president should at a moment like this, then the focus will be on the empty chairs. And so I do think they made a mistake by saying whoever's not going, because, yes, even if you think he's gone too far, I certainly do. But you do give back the high ground if you start reciprocating in that manner.
Yeah, I think they've created a problem for themselves for people who are looking for responsible leadership. It doesn't strike me as responsible to boycott a ceremonial event.
I would agree with that. And that's the thing. He keeps people off balance through his behavior. But again, I'm a big fan of step back and repeating myself. But people always have to step back, look at the larger picture. Yeah. He wants those empty chairs because then you're able to give that guy high ground. And he's somebody you shouldn't be giving high ground. He makes it too easy, but now you're helping him out. You're
really?
You got to take a few steps ahead.
Interesting. And we will be live there tomorrow. So we'll see how
we're going to ride the ferry over.
You know, I don't know how we're going to do it. There's a lot of logistics I'm trying to figure out tomorrow. I'm hoping they just let me in the door. But,
all right. Well, good luck. I hope they give you a fancy hat to wear.
Tucker Martin, a veteran Republican communication strategist. I really appreciate you joining us. Thanks.
All right, later, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.